I'm working a lot in India lately, and I am just monitoring the English language Indian press, and there's at least one idol stolen from an Indian temple every day. There were three this morning that I recorded. So if I say Iraq, Syria, or Libya, or Yemen, or something like that, we ignore these other places that are just as much in danger, because this really is a global issue. It's not a particular hotspot type of issue.
So do you think the saturation of the market with fake items makes it more difficult to protect the real ones?
The saturation of the market with fakes brings all sorts of issues, not just protecting the market or protecting real objects. I mean, the biggest issue for me as an academic is the proliferation of fakes on the market muddies the waters of academic research. We actually don't know which ancient objects are real and which are fake. If we start studying these unprovenanced objects, we start kind of creating a past that isn't there. I think the idea of fakes just absolutely scares everyone. Academics and the market. The market is extremely concerned about fakes. But because we accept unprovenance, antiquities without histories onto the market, that is what allows fakes in.
How do you think private ownership of antiquities versus public ownership of antiquities makes a difference?
Personally, I wouldn't own antiquities. I'm an archaeologist. I don't actually see the point. But the absolutely 100% positively legal ownership of antiquities, I don't have a problem with. But thinking on a broader level, public ownership of antiquities and keeping cultural objects in a public trust prevents destruction in a very direct way. Say if I own an antiquity, legally or illegally, I, as the owner, I can smash it and destroy it. There's absolutely nothing that stops me from destroying the past, except perhaps my own conscience. Objects that are in museums, that are in public collections, that are in public trust, actually are protected against such things.
What effect do you think the advent of the internet has had on black market trafficking?
Oh, I think it's huge, especially if we're talking about these really kind of inexpensive but just as destructive antiquities that appear on the market. The internet's opened up the ability to buy antiquities to absolutely everyone, and it's also introduced a degree of anonymity into the entire buying process. Both the buyer and the seller can be really quite anonymous in a way that auction houses sort of provide, but not so much as this. And that's not just for online auctions like eBay. It's the setting up of storefronts. It takes nothing to create a website these days and throw some pictures up there.
You mentioned that there had been discussion of some solutions. Can you give us any details on that?
Databases always come up, and everybody has databases, and everybody wants to make a new database. It's kind of, these days when it comes to looted antiquities, we're either talking about satellites or databases, or satellite databases, or databases of satellites, or some 3D reconstructions. In a way, a whole bunch of groups are reinventing the wheel over and over again because of a lack of communication between these groups about their goals. An interesting thing that's coming out of this talk is there's various groups presenting exactly what databases they've created, what technology they're thinking about using, and the side discussions are, how are we going to get together and share this stuff? How are we going to make sure that we're not creating the same thing over and over again? So I think that is an amazing step forward, is actually kind of sharing technology and kind of approaching this as a bit of a team effort.
And what other steps would you like to see happen?
I'd like a stronger discussion publicly and among various interest groups about the limitations of what data academics and governments can present about looted cultural property. For example, there was a representative here today that said, we need lists. We need the countries who have lost cultural property to present us with lists so that we can make sure it's not stolen. The issue with that, of course, is archaeological objects that have come fresh out of the ground, there's no documentation for them. The country of origin can only say, because there is no record of this object, we know it's stolen. That doesn't trickle through to sellers and dealers and things like that. They want documentation or else they're not going to stop what they're doing. So in a way, I would really like a stronger push to actually educate sellers and dealers about exactly what is involved in the looting and trafficking of antiquities and why certain information doesn't exist and why they should care about that information not existing.